Professor Alan Sachs, I understand, was in Ferguson, Missouri overnight, so it was difficult to get him on the phone. But we've pulled him away from being an observer, of course, to the riots, not a participant. I'm joking, of course. The professor with us this morning. Alan Sachs, good morning.
Good morning. I stay away from any kind of riots.
Right. Free TVs, that's not the way to get a free TV, Professor.
Anytime. or wire rims my car.
Exactly. Not the way to do that. All right. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Well, you know, speaking of, you know, running away from the riot and not a way to get a free TV, you know, Hillary Clinton will do just about anything to make herself sound better. I mean, now she's attacking Barack Obama for foreign policy. Gee, boys and girls, wasn't she the one in charge of foreign policy?
That's right. I was thinking the very same thing. Apparently, she notified, or her aides notified the White House that she was going to do this interview. And she did an interview and was very, very critical of President Obama's foreign policy. Said they should have gone into Syria and helped the Syrians very early on, which would have prevented this Islamic State in Iraq from developing. And she said that we need a more robust foreign policy.
Yeah, apparently she said that don't do stupid stuff is not a foreign policy and it's not an organizing principle. You know, when I read that and heard that, and I want your take on this, Professor, it seems to me, I hear Hillary Clinton use that very base, kind of awkward, clumsy language on an all too regular basis. This is not presidential. It's not even senatorial.
I know it.
You know, don't do stupid stuff. I mean, that just sounds like a third grade comment from somebody who doesn't even understand what's going on in the world. It's just not elegant. How about that?
And you're right. She was also Secretary of State for quite a while.
Exactly.
So if she had some real disagreements with President Obama's foreign policy, she should have done what a strong person would have done, leave the administration.
Let me ask you this. As you watch this start to unfold now, and there's going to be blowback today, and this will start to get, you know, testy today, I believe, because it's been the weekend, right? So it's had a chance to simmer appropriately. Do you think that the Hillary Clinton is in a position now that she might say, okay, here's what really happened in Benghazi. Here's what I told the president. We couldn't, you know, is there going to be some sort of revelations?
Boy, is that a great question. When are the Benghazi hearings even going to begin with Trey Gowdy, I know, of being the chairman? I know it was going to be this summer, but it hasn't materialized yet.
It disappeared into the abyss we know as Washington.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I hope those Benghazi hearings happen sometime this summer. They were supposed to. Well, I know that Congress has taken a 5-week summer vacation, but these hearings were supposed to begin, and I'm as befuddled about it as anybody else on when they may begin after Congress returns in maybe about 4 weeks or so, and that could happen. But I doubt if that would happen in regard to Benghazi, but who knows with Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, who knows, because this was a bit surprising, was it not, for her to come out and say such a blunt attack on the president and his foreign policy and say that I supported a free Syrian army movement and we should supply the rebels, really?
What it is, the attacks on President Obama's foreign policy are getting to be so loud, even coming from some Democrats, that I think that Mrs. Clinton knows, former Secretary of State, former United States Senator, former First Lady, that if this continues, her nomination may not be so secure. And even if she gets the nomination, which I believe she will get easily if she wants it.
You think so?
If she wants it. But getting the White House may not be such an easy path.
Do you think Joe Biden will collect some support? Because I think he will. Maybe not enough to win, but he's going to collect some support and get a microphone and a camera, as will some of the other governors that are going to run.
I think you're right. There may be a little bit of that. Andrew Cuomo,
Cuomo might be sunk.
Yeah, because there's been some ethics problems with him, apparently. That
Well, it runs in the family with him. But that's,
yeah, that have been raised also. But and some other governors as well, some former governors. But she's still by far the front runner if she wants for the Democratic nomination. But her path to the White House, I think, is going to be quite bumpy.
I think she's a good candidate. I think Elizabeth Warren. I'll take either one. I think it'd be fabulous for this country if either one of those people run for the Democratic nomination, because I believe their electability is not what you think it is. I don't think Hillary is nearly as electable. You know, the Democrats, she'll just be elected and everybody loves her. No, people don't like her.
And now, of course, with Iraq coming up in such a dramatic way, I think that President Obama's administration really is being tossed around quite a bit by international events, of all things.
No question. Alan Sachs, Professor Alan Sachs from the University of Texas Arlington, on the line with us this Monday morning, as he often is. Let's talk about your pulse on the finger of politics, your finger on the pulse of politics. How about that? Rick Perry in Texas, your governor down there in Texas.
He's going to Iowa.
Yeah, he's going to run. How long is he going to wait to tell everybody? I mean, it's pretty obvious.
I think it'll be a while. He's not a front runner. In fact, tonight, I believe there's a big dinner in Iowa that Governor Perry's going to be attending. No surprise. He pretty well has signaled that he's going to run. He hasn't done so formally. He wants to see if he can raise some money. But he's been very big on one important issue, and that is immigration. And he wants to secure the border. He called out the Texas National Guard last month, and 1,000 of them, they're on the border. And so he's making his voice heard in regard to the issue that I think is very important to a lot of Americans, and that is the issue of immigration. He's talked about terrorists coming across the border as well as other illegals, and that will obviously be his signature issue if indeed he wants to run.
Well, let me ask you this, Professor, down there closer to the front lines than we are, and I know you're a long way from the border, but you're still a lot closer than I am. What about all these stories coming out now of dead illegals on ranches across Texas along the southern border there? It started to trickle out, and now people are saying there's hundreds of people that are dead down there that have come up and just don't make it on an all too regular basis.
I haven't seen any of the photos, but I understand there are some private ranchers down on the border that have taken some very grisly photos.
Oh, they're disturbing. I've seen a whole series of them. And that said, that there are a few dozen dead illegals, but now they're saying there's hundreds and hundreds of dead illegals of all ages.
Yeah, that's astounding. I talk to a radio station sometimes in McAllen, and one of the producers in McAllen, Texas, right on the border where a lot of this is happening, has told me that if you don't listen to their radio station, you don't know what's going on in regard to the issue of immigration. And they're probably correct. And I asked him, do you see this outside on the street a lot? And they said, no, we don't. But the reports of crime, the reports of robberies, the reports of diseases do come in quite frequently, and they report it. So they say in McAllen, you can really hear and see a lot
what's
of what is going on, which the rest of the nation really does not quite understand.
And let's shift gears real quickly. You mentioned, we joked about a little bit, and maybe we shouldn't joke about, made light of the riots in St. Louis, but these are pretty serious, you know. Hundreds of officers coming from, like, 25 different departments and rioting going on. We got about 20 seconds. What do you make of it?
It is serious. We haven't had anything like this in many, 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 many years. I have no idea what the police presence is like in St. Louis and what their relationship is to a lot of the young people down there, especially the African-American community. But apparently that's what it's all about, is that simmering beneath the surface, same old story, there is the accusation, the allegations, that the police and young black Americans have not had very good relations.
So we'll keep an eye on that, too. Professor, I greatly appreciate your time. As always, Professor Alan Sachs, everyone.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.